well to all my guys, girls, gays, theys, and everybody in between. Welcome to the She Lead Showcase. I, of course, am your host with the most as the shaman of She Lead, the hardest working woman in podcasting, Miss Katie Kinsey Bay. And joining me today, making her debut on the weekly show, as the boss bitch of Botch Spots and Chair Shots and Riveted Radio, Miss Allison. Hey.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey. Thank you for joining me since Savannah's currently traveling.
Yeah.
So first and foremost, you guys might be able to see it on the stream. Adam has a new friend. Allison and Will got me the little Rhea Ripley. So she's also gonna be always watching over, as she should. So thank you guys so much for getting it.
You're welcome.
Savannah got me this shirt.
So cute.
I love my birthday.
Honestly, it was a toss-up between getting you the Rhea or getting you the I'm Better Than You Bebe shirt. But I felt the Rhea was the better choice.
The Rhea will always have, a purpose. So, okay, let's see here. Bakley said boss bitch. Matt said, did we get inside the mind of Allison? I know Will got inside the pants. And Will said, Allison is out in public on someone else's show like an adult.
This is the first show I have done, other than like the Inside the Mind of. This is the first live show I have done without him.
Well, good. We don't need him. Girls' Day.
Girls' Day.
Fuck you, Will. You had the choice to come on and you declined. Rude. Will is so proud. So, you know, before we start doing his rumors and all that stuff, this is a little early birthday stream. We always do it around my birthday. My birthday's on Saturday. I turned 27. Dyed my hair again. Not going through midnight crisis, I promise. It's fine. It was so faded. I needed it done before I start going places again, so. She needed done.
You gotta get ready for SummerSlam.
I get ready for SummerSlam. Yes, TC, I'm 26 now. I turned 27 on Saturday. I gotta get ready for SummerSlam. I gotta get ready for my bachelorette party weekend with my friends. For her, I'm not getting married, obviously, guys. My friend is getting married, so I'm going to the bachelorette party, and then I'm going to the beach, all back to back, because why would things be easy?
Never.
Never.
Hey,
never,
but it'll be fun, though.
I'm so excited. I've never been down. I mean, I've already said it. I've never been down to New Orleans before. So excited.
Going on a ghost tour.
I think we're going to. My friend also likes spooky stuff, so.
Yes.
I know spooky things will be had. Putting Katie to work as soon as she turns 27 this week. Oh, yeah. I really am. Like, I'm doing Smackin' It Raw, which technically starts Saturday morning, so Friday at midnight, beginning of my birthday, and we're doing Getting Off Saturday night, which I will count as the past time, even though the future time is where I live. So that's technically two podcasts on my birthday.
Hey.
I'm so excited. I'm very excited. It's a fun week.
Birthday weeks are always the best.
I had 2 days off of work. It's a great week.
Whoop whoop.
Woot woot. Let's set up a TC and Will are trying to figure out when they can meet up. Okay, cool. So, Allison, first and foremost, are you ready for some news and rumors?
I'm always ready for some news and rumors.
You don't have to do the news and rumors this time. I got know. You!
I know. Just jot some down for Sunday.
That's literally Katie's what Matt news. Used to do until he made me read the news and rumors.
Hey, but at least you don't have to do it once. You can read it on both shows and just add things that happen between today and tomorrow.
Yeah, like, because quite literally shit always happens on Fridays, and I'm like, cool, that's fun. I'll wait a week to talk about it on my own show.
Yeah.
Like, the AEW band moves and stuff, that all happened on, like, Friday. And I was like, God damn it. I'm not even going to go through them because they fucking broke them all.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was weird that they made all these rules, like, right before Blood and Guts, like...
Yeah.
Don't bleed in the crowd, but we're going to do a Blood and Guts match. At least I guess it was in a cage, you know.
I'm not even surprised. Moxley came in there and started stabbing people, so... It's Moxley. He was also the only person bleeding for, like, the first 25 minutes.
I mean, to be fair, Mox is probably still bleeding from last night.
He might be. Somebody ask Renee. Let us know what's going on here. But besides
that... I'm curious if he has to get blood transfusions after, like, big bloody matches.
Ooh. I want to say no, but I very well could be wrong. I don't.
Be interesting.
Bakely said it's not really a ban if they said if they do anything, they need to talk to the producers to let them know what's going to be done. No, there is stuff that actually is banned, though. There's is both.
The spitting on people, a lot of the crowd stuff.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Regardless, they didn't listen, so. Excuse me.
I feel like half of those rules are because of Mox and MJF.
Well, one of them was like, oh, don't bleed intentionally, and I even said it on Smackin' Around. I was like, looking at you, Jon Moxley. That's for you, homie.
That's for you, Jon Moxley.
That's for you, Jon. But we got, a lot of black excellence that happened this past weekend. We got Trinity, new Knockouts champion, as she should be. I mean.
Absolutely. That match was really good, too.
I didn't watch it. I was so busy this weekend. I had parties and shit to go to, so I didn't have time to watch it. I did hear it was a fantastic match, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You're going to have to go back and watch it.
I will have to figure out how to watch it because Impact isn't my bag, guys. I'm going to be honest.
You can probably find it on the YouTubes.
Somebody's got to have it on the YouTubes.
Someone. Scroll enough of TikTok and you could probably find it.
Honestly, I could probably find it in like 5 different TikToks. That's how I watch episodes of, like, fucking Chicago Fire and shit. It just, they pop up in my feed, and I'm always like, oh, what happens next? And I watch, like, a whole, like, episode. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, if you want to, like, grow your TikTok, just, like, film parts of a TV show and just put it on there.
Honestly, that's about what I'm starting doing. It's fucking wild.
Yeah.
Matt said, Will casually choking on cock in the background. I did hear the cough. I wasn't gonna say something, but I didn't. But Matt did for me, so thanks, Matt. Oh yeah, and let's see. What did he say? Kenny King, digital media champ. I didn't write that down because I forgot, and I didn't think that was actually a title, but it is. So that works. But then we got the winners of the Owen. Finally, the Owen tournament was finito. It was complete. Willow Nightingale won, rightfully so, as she should. Love Willow to pieces.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Precious baby angel. I would do anything for her. I would probably kill her.
She's so cute. She's so adorable.
She is.
Like, she's so cute.
I love her. Want nothing but the best. And then same goes for Absolute Ricky Starks. Getting a little sneaky with his win, and people were like, oh my god, Ricky Stark's heel turn? I mean, probably. Good. Let him do something.
I'm here for it.
Oh, and how could I forget, as we'll put, the Dominatrix duo, Killer Kelly and, as he said, Mommy Slamovich, new Knockouts Tag Team Champions. I mean, that's, if I do watch Impact, it will be for them and Trinity.
Oh, yeah. Impact, you know, people sleep on Impact, but it is really good. Like, it is worth watching. Like, it's not, you know, the glitz and glamour of the others, but it is a good show.
So. I mean, it's better than NWA.
Well,
you can say it. You know. It's okay. Allison, this is a safe space.
There's five of us that watch NWA.
The two of you that are in a room right now, plus three other people.
I mean, I like NWA. I mean, I just gotten a mild Twitter, I wouldn't call it a fight, but a disagreement, I guess, with their women's world champion. To the point she deleted the tweet.
Well, yeah, it's because you were right.
Because I was right.
Camille can suck it.
She put down Podcaster, saying that if she sees Podcast in an email, like, she wrote this whole thing about how, you know, she appreciates these people writing these five pages full of credentials and yada yada yada, but if she sees the word podcast in the subject, there's about a 2% chance that she opens it. And to me, it came off super rude. Like, you're really dismissive of podcasters, considering, like, no offense, you're in the NWA, like. But, like, so I kind of called her out on it and said that it, like, a quote tweeted her. I was like, you know, this is really disappointing, yada, yada, yada. And then she kind of pushed back and said that it was because of time, that she just doesn't have the time. Which, understandable. And so I said to her, I said, that's fair, but you could have mentioned it in the tweet. And then she clapped back, well, there's only so much room in a tweet.
Then do and, what everyone else does and write it in your notes app and take a fucking screenshot.
Or put it as a second one. And honestly, like, I took what she wrote and, like, rewrote it to include that. She would have had to change, like, two words.
Really. Listen, she's not the brightest, clearly. I'll bash her all I want. I don't give a fuck.
But she shortly after I, like, pointed out that she could have said it in the tweet, she deleted it.
Well, yeah, deleted. She knew she was wrong.
And honestly, probably NWA PR was like, yeah, this is not a good look for you. You need to take this down. Because, I mean, like, outside of podcasts, who interviews people in NWA?
Oh, well, Will said Allison goes hard. Now NWA is mad at us.
They're not mad at us. What I said was valid, and she knows it, and which is why she took the tweet down.
Yeah, and then Matt said she should have smacked her with that big dick NWA press pass and brought her on the show. Oh, you guys should.
I mean, we could.
Do it. Please.
I mean, it's like, what, three emails we'd have to send?
Oh, my God. Will? Are you writing this down? I better hear the click and the scribbles,
medium dick press pass.
Oh, and then Bakley said, no wonder Tyrus is the champion.
Tyrus takes podcast interviews.
Tyrus is also a piece of shit, but that's neither here nor there. We're not here to talk about NWA.
You know, if I was real petty, I would have tweeted her and said, you know, everyone kind of starts out at the bottom and isn't, like, the big press. And I said, one day you started out at the very bottom and somebody gave you a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
And then you definitely would have just thrown in a bitch at the very end.
Bitch? Yeah. Bitch? Yeah. All the comments on the tweet were, you know you're in NWA, right?
Yeah. Because NWA ain't nothing. People shit on NWA. But rightfully so, for a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Like, you have a former dinosaur as your champion.
I mean, he's still a dinosaur.
A different type of dinosaur now, but yes.
Yes. If you limp to the ring, you're not convincing as a world champ.
Looking at you, Matt Hardy.
Facts.
Nothing but facts.
Sorry to derail your news and rumors with my Twitter.
Oh, that's drama. Okay. That's what the show's about. It's okay. But we got some injury news now. Bailey was seemed to have been injured, it appeared, at a house show this past weekend. She did walk out by herself. She did not need crutches. I think they were waiting. It was like something with her knee. They were waiting for the swelling to go down to get a better idea of what was going on. I haven't heard or seen anything, any updates about that, so we're hoping she's actually just okay and no Bailey injury.
Yeah. I've been saying it since she came back. Like, she almost has seemed timid in the ring because I think she's been afraid to re-injure her knee.
I don't blame her.
No, I don't either. There's nothing wrong with that, but here she is, like, with a possible injury.
Yeah, like, it, because, like, she was just running, and then her knee, like, kind of gave out, and that was really it. Because everyone was, like, expecting some huge, like, it's wrestling. These things, like, freak accidents happen in the ring. Mm-hmm. Like, Seth was just going over somebody and landed on his leg wrong, and that took him out for how long? Like, yeah. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
So, hopefully she's okay. Someone we know is not okay. Elton Prince of Pretty Deadly. Yes, boy. Got a separated shoulder in his match, in their match, on SmackDown. By who, everybody say with me? Ridge Holland! That's the ongoing, awesome theory of it, is that Ridge Holland is the cause. I will neither confirm nor deny, because I don't know. Ridge Holland does have a little bit of a history.
Training, my dude. Training.
But, like, he was doing fine. I mean, after the whole Big E thing, he definitely, like, was, like, not on TV. Rightfully so. For the longest time. But then, like, everything they've been doing with the Brutes since then, he has seemed fine.
Yeah.
So, again...
And, I mean, and it could have just been another, like, freak thing.
Exactly what I was gonna say. You know.
It's not his fault fully what happened to Big E. It was just, you know, mistakes happen, and sometimes it hurts.
They hurt. Ridge was on his Snitsky after that. Oh, okay.
Snitsky?
Well, I don't know in what context he means it, so I'll wait for him to type more. And I'll move on and figure that out after. But we are getting the most anticipated thing of all. The Cody Rhodes documentary. July 31st. On the cock.
On the cock.
So what I know of it is it will show footage from BTE. The Bucks did give him access to some of the stuff. It will show stuff about All In, because he was very adamant about that being included in the documentary. And maybe stuff with... well, I know, like, a lot of his indie stuff was on there. I could see from the trailer. But it seems to be narrated by Stephen Amell. The Green Arrow. Shout out. So, like, I'll definitely watch it. Because, like, they're showing, like, how he felt with being basically pushed out of WWE when he became Stardust, since we were talking about that on the pre-show. And they showed, like, old footage of, like, him crying, talking about, like, Dusty calls, like, the NXT, like, his kids. And he's like, well, what about his real kids? And I was like, oh my god. Shit. But true. Low-key true. I mean,
yeah.
Dusty did love the NXT kids, but, like, goddamn. Coterie Rhodes is right there.
Yeah. I'm curious to see, because, like, I happen to have my ex-boss from a previous job is very close friends with Cody's brother-in-law.
Okay.
His sister's, the younger sister.
Teal?
The one that doesn't like Brandy.
Yeah, why can't it? I thought her name was like...
It starts with a T, doesn't it?
I thought her name was like Teal or something.
What's her name?
I don't know.
Anyways. It's her husband.
Okay.
And so, like, I met him right after Cody said he might not be going back to AEW before it was announced that he was going to WWE. And it was I was photographing like a corporate event for them, for their company.
Got it.
And he may have said that he was going back to WWE because he was getting like 3 times the money. So I'll be interested to see like the actual journey of that.
Yeah. I mean, I know like when they were showing the promo and stuff for it, that he was like, I don't want this edited. Don't edit this part out. I don't know what context it was, but hopefully he's just like, no, please don't edit a lot of this shit out. Because that's how Cody's always been.
Yeah, because it's real. Like, he doesn't hide things about himself.
Oh, no.
So.
Not at all.
And his daughter's just precious, so, like, anything that includes her, like, she's so freaking cute.
She's adorable.
So adorable.
Did you hear about all this AAA bullshit, apparently, that's going on?
No, I'm surprised I haven't been told about it.
So, a lot of the wrestlers in AAA are leaving. I don't know how true it is. I heard it was because of Conan. Again, I don't know how true it is, but, Ray Phoenix, or Phoenix, however you want to pronounce it, people, dropped every AAA title he had and made a video, I think, about it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see the video or anything, but... Oh, he's just... Thanks, Matt.
I forget what her name is.
Well, so... Cody's sister's name is Teal, but then there's Roddy Piper's daughter's also named Teal. So I think that's what was happening there.
It's Teal, T-E-I-L.
Yeah. Yes, FedEx.
Yeah.
Matt. Yeah, so apparently, like, I heard, like... Ray Phoenix is leaving, clearly, since he's dropping all of his titles. Roosh was leaving. Like, a lot of their people were just being like, peace out. So, I haven't done full digging into it yet, but now I kind of want to.
We can make Will do it.
Yeah, Will, you're not busy right now. Go ahead and do some digging for us. Thanks. I need to hear the...
The
clickety clicks of the pens. I feel like he hasn't written down anything I have said. I have suggested ideas. I never heard a pen click. I never heard the scribbles. He said, give me 60 seconds. Thank you, sir. And then, you know, we got a few new more champions in the bigger companies. Impact is making their way up. Chelsea Green and Sonya Deville, new women's tag champs.
I was surprised by that. Like,
I wasn't, because everything they're doing with Raquel, Liv, and Rhea.
That's true.
Which, I don't fucking want Raquel and Rhea at SummerSlam. No. Give me Liv and Rhea at SummerSlam, you fucking cowards.
Yeah.
Because Liv and Brutality... still here. Hello?
Hi.
I figured it out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're all mad because they can't do Forbidden Door stuff because of New Japan's relationship with CMLL.
There we go. See? I knew they were mad at somebody. We just blame it on Conan. Yeah, I saw that. It's Matt. So, like, new women's tag champs, I'm happy, but I'm not happy because, like, I'm sick of them treating these titles like nothing. What else is fucking new?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not mad at Sonya and Chelsea together. Like, as much as Chelsea's voice annoys me, like, the pair of them are not so bad.
The complaint department.
Yeah. Like, the women's tag titles are the hot potato title.
They are the TNT WWE title.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Bakely also said, AAA didn't realize Fenix was a Ring of Honor tag champ, and he was booked for tomorrow, and AAA double booked him, so he just said, I'm dropping my title. Well, good. Huh. Like, fuck that.
Interesting.
Like, how do you not know your talent is champions on another show? A brand? Company?
Because Tony Khan doesn't care.
Well, that's not Tony Khan. That's AAA. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, yes. Wow.
But Tony Khan doesn't care.
But Tony Khan. But Tony Khan.
Oh, yeah. So Liv, like, put her, like, she's back in a sling. So I'm hoping it's not, like, it's kind of just, like, a healing thing, and she's not actually hurt again, because she was just out with a shoulder injury, and I will lose my mind if she's hurt, because, again, I don't want Raquel and Rhea. I want Liv.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, they kind of hinted that, like, Raquel may be slightly hurt, too.
Just hear me out. Rhea just stands in the ring at SummerSlam, and I just get to stare at her.
I mean,
that's you.
I'm not mad at it. The only thing I wish that they would have done differently on that is they didn't put her tattoos on.
I'm telling you, it's because they didn't do, this was like before she dyed her hair black, too. Mm-hmm. So this was pre-Judgment Day stuff.
Yeah.
Because this one's been on the shop for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, Matt said, when did Liv get hurt? On Monday. That's how. And, you know, speaking of Judgment Day, he brought it up. And new North American champion, Dominic Mysterio.
So random. We live in a world where brand splits aren't real and titles don't matter.
And I think it's also just helped building the case that Damian has a guaranteed title opportunity. Rhea's the women's world champion. Dom is now holding singles gold. Finn about to flip. He's gonna be like, fuck y'all. Like, especially if he loses at SummerSlam. Oh, he's gonna lose his mind.
Yeah. I feel like they're, like, taking part of, like, the Bloodline story and just, like, moving it over to the Judgment Day.
Well, yeah, because the Bloodline story is nearing its last legs. Main event Jey Uso dethrones Roman Reigns, a YouTube title.
Oh my gosh, I need that to happen. Like, honestly, if anyone other than Seth dethrones, if I was to choose anyone other than Seth to dethrone him, it would be Jey.
Like, if I can see that live, one of the greatest things I will ever witness in my entire life. If it actually happens, holy shit. It's deserved, though. Like, he also is undefeated at SummerSlam. I did find that out. He is 4-0 at SummerSlam. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Jey Uso. It just, like, makes the most sense right now.
It does.
Like, Roman's had his time. Solo's gonna flip, too. Like, once Roman loses those titles, or the title, Solo's gonna be like, the fuck do I need you for? Spike.
Right.
To the throat.
Yeah.
Which.
No, I agree. Pop off. Yeah, because, like, They could send Roman packing from SummerSlam, mm-hmm. give him the nice long break that he wants, and he can come back for Mania 40 to do whatever they want him to do at Mania 40.
He can take whatever. He can take another fucking title back at WrestleMania 40. That's plenty of time.
Yeah.
I'll be down. We'll be there.
Yeah. I'm here for it.
I mean, I'm all about it. I don't even know what the fuck they're talking about now. and then the last thing happened on Dynamite last night. For a title that's like not a AEW affiliated title, Jack Perry murders Jungle Boy and then comes out to Beethoven and defeats Hook for the formerly undefeated Hook, now defeated, for the FTW title. So
I appreciate the murder of Jungle Boy, because like that character, I mean, it was time for it to go.
It was.
I was re-listening to Dynamite in the car on my journeys today.
Okay.
And because I had missed the opening match. Mm. And honestly, like, this is super funny. When the Beethoven started playing, I thought like my phone was doing something, because like my text message tone is da 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 da. I was like,
no shit.
Yeah. So it's a weird entrance music. It's only because they don't have to pay copyrights for it, because it's free for use. Yeah. Like,
I kind of like it, though. I like the, like, I know you don't like them, but, like, Imperium's music. The dun, dun.
That suits them, though.
Well,
there's a difference.
It very much suits them. But I think with how Jack's gonna start working and be, it kind of makes sense. I don't know, I'm kind of about it. Like, I can just envision, like, this is a movie, and he's just, like, he just did something dastardly and villainous, and he's walking out of a room, and it's like, Beethoven. I'm like, I kind of fuck with it.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, Claudio comes out to the 1812 Overture. I mean, anything for Tony Khan to save a buck. Use classical music, you don't have to pay for it.
I kind of like classical music. I fucked with it. Matt said it sucked. Hey. He also told me no. Rude. I'm allowed to enjoy things. I like Beethoven. The dog and the musician. Composer. Let me live. But that's all I had for news and rumors. Is there anything I missed that you can think of?
Not that I can think of.
Cool. So we'll move on to today in women's wrestling history. Today, of course, being July 20th as we record. Shine. It's an all-female promotion. I don't know exactly where they're located. They had their debut show, their number one show, in 2012. Which feels like a lifetime ago. I was still in high school.
I was already graduated from college and working.
Love you. but like some of the names on the show: Veda Scott, Santana Garrett, Allison Kay, Sue Young, Rebby Sky, which like fuck her, Mercedes Martinez, aww, Leva Bates, Jazz, and then I'm gonna give you this person's name and I want you to guess who it is.
Okay.
Her name was Cherry Bomb.
Is it somebody that's currently active?
I don't know the last time she wrestled a match. She is in AEW. So I'll give you those hints.
Is it Renee?
No.
Hmm. Cherry Bomb.
Which, hell of a name, by the way.
Was it Taya?
No, not Taya. Oh.
Cherry Bomb. I have no idea.
She, I'm trying to like, she's blonde.
Doesn't blonde.
Kind of narrows it down for you. She's kind of a part of a faction. Yeah, there's three of them. Possibly more, that counts.
Is it Ruby? No, Ruby is in a faction.
Yeah, Ruby is in a faction, and she wrestles.
I don't know.
Would you like me to tell you?
Yes, ma'am.
It's Allie the Bunny.
Oh! Which, she should have stuck with that name.
I fucks with the name. That's a good name. I mean, I guess it, like, kind of makes sense why she became the bunny, because all that shit with, she, like, was, like, undead, and I like, briefly know about that kind of stuff. Here, I've seen clips. I never watched in its entirety, but I've seen clips. I was like, oh, okay, this is kind of cool. Like, that's why, like, I kind of flex with Rosemary. She's cool. Matt's at Jericho? Yes.
Oh, my God. Chris Jericho is now Cherry Bomb.
It's canon. Nobody fact check it. Nobody. Yeah, so like that was, I was like, that's kind of cool. Their first show in 2012. Because I was trying to find like stuff from different years, but I'm like, I don't want to do like 2020 WWE. Like, I'm sick of that. Like, I'm trying to find different stuff. And it's hard. Because I want like at least two women's matches that aren't trash.
Right.
So, if I can find the...
Which is hard from history because, you know.
It's because women got treated like garbage.
Yeah.
Actual garbage. Now's the fun part. We're gonna move on to Wrestlers of the Week.
Woo!
Now, for those who may not know, we do man's, woman's, and then tag team. So, if you would like to start, you can, or I can go first.
You can go first.
Okay. So, I always do my tag team first, just because there's not a lot of tag team wrestling. I'm going with the duo that, like, I love to, I hate that I love them oh so much. There's a dance-off involved. They're gonna face FTR for the titles. I have to go everyone's favorite rap bastard, Maxwell Jacob Friedman, and Adam Cole, baby, for the sheer fact that I hate how much I love this.
God, I know. It's, like, the greatest fucking thing.
It has no right to be this entertaining.
Mm-mm.
Not a single right, and I don't get it.
No. No. I agree. Like, but it's just gold, and you know it's not gonna last. But
mashed up their themes this week. They were matching gear. They finally hit the double clothesline. It's crazy.
I really want to like take that clip of them finally doing it and like put some funny music to it.
Do it.
Probably like Titanic. You know, because that's like the go-to.
I mean, good.
I mean, you gotta love them. You gotta love them.
Exactly.
My tag team, since I can't pick that one,
you can. We can have the same one.
I mean, I would pick that, but I am going to, even though like I said it earlier, like I'm still not a super huge fan of Chelsea. But I am starting to really like Sonya and Chelsea together. Like, it's a vibe. And I'm kind of here for it, just as long as, like, Chelsea talks less.
Yeah.
But, no, I do really like him. I really love Sonya. Like, I think, like, she's fantastic. You know, I'm glad they're using her more.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they'll let them hold on to these titles for a while.
honestly, if this title reign is not more than 50 days, somebody's catching hands.
Yeah.
Because the past three have been less than 40.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody can see me about that.
I'm so stupid.
And, like, you have to, like, love them even more because of how Samantha Irvin announces Chelsea Green.
Yeah. Like,
her announcing really just, like, makes it.
It does.
Same with Imperium, fantastic. Even though you hate them, you gotta admit how she says all three names differently.
It's the gimmick, not the wrestlers.
Yes. The gimmick, she don't like. The wrestlers pop off.
They're fantastic.
Giovanni.
Like, just tweak it, just to, and it'll be all right.
They're not going to, though, you silly goose.
I mean, I know, because, you know.
Silly little goose. That's okay. My womans. There wasn't a whole lot of, like, just single, like, women wrestling.
Mm-mm.
Which, fucking shocker. I wasn't gonna pick Britt Baker because her match was 30 seconds.
Right.
But I'm gonna go Willow. I did watch the match in its entirety with Ruby. It was good. I was, like, kind of falling asleep because I was at a concert earlier in the day, so, like, I was very tired. But, like, you know, I enjoyed it. Like I said, I fucking love Willow. Now she's going after Athena for the ROH women's title. This is what we want. This is what we need. They're building up another woman who isn't Britt Baker, and people were complaining about that. And now here we have this bubbly ray of happiness and sunshine, Willow Nightingale.
Facts. I am going to pick none other than Miss Trinity Fatu because she is freaking amazing. She deserves that knockout title. I'm here for all the things that she does.
She also joins a very elite, no pun intended, list of women who have held titles in both WWE and TNA/Impact, whatever you all want to call it. I mean, yeah. Like, it's literally Mickey James, Gail Kim, and Victoria, no?
Yeah.
So, like,
agreed.
Pop off Trinity.
I agree.
We love Trinity Fatu. And then my manzas. Because he beat the absolute shit out of Riddle, and it's Ritter over Riddle in this household, I'm going Gunther, the Intercontinental Champion. Because I gotta throw some German on it.
You know what's funny? Was that, like, I thought about, like, being like, I think I'm gonna pick Gunther because he beat the piss out of Matt Riddle, who they're just trying to shove in any random storyline that they can. It's like, oh, maybe we could put Riddle over here, or maybe we'll put Riddle over here. It's like, what the fuck?
Like, can we put him in jail?
Yeah. Max.
Anybody.
My man of the week, it's gonna be Jack Perry, because I think the transition that he is making, like, I was skeptical about him making that transition to heel, because I wasn't sure it was going to suit him.
Yeah.
But I'm here for it, and I think he's doing a good job, and I think Cook's really overrated, so to get that, I mean, it's kind of a nothing title, but to, like, finally get that title off of Hook and, like, put it on someone who I think actually deserves it and doesn't have it because of nepotism. I think I'm here for it.
She said, fuck that nepo baby. That's what she said, y'all. She said it with her whole chest.
Yeah.
I mean, also, like, Jack Perry's, like, slowly using, like, Christian moves now. which really just, like, solidifies the fact that Christian fucked him up psychologically.
Mm-hmm.
Also, side note, Christian tweeted a picture today, and he's like, this is why I wear a turtleneck, so I don't show up people my age. Man's is 49. I'll be honest, he didn't look that bad.
Yeah.
Pretty chiseled. Also very hairy, which I don't understand why you were that hairy, sir.
Yeah.
But, like, very chiseled, very nice.
I know. Shout out to really Christian. I really need Christian to, like, leave AEW and go back to WWE and reunite with Edge.
One last time. Matt said Jack's presentation was so bad. I'm sorry, so bad. He was a part-time hooker.
Yeah.
I was like, at this point, I was like, there's no way Hook will actually win. No way. And I was right. Look at me.
Yeah.
Pat on the back. All right, now here's the fun time. Question of the week. Matt gets credit for this one. Because we talked about it on Smackin' Raw. And then I was like, because, you know, he's trying to steal me away from my own show and all of this fun stuff.
Steal you from your own show.
He does that sometimes. It's okay. We love Matt. He'll say otherwise, but it's okay. So he was like, well, you could always just, like, if you were over here, you could just do a question of the week here. And I was like, yeah, or we can, like, talk about a question of the week here and I can just steal it from my own show. And that's what I did. So, we were talking, I don't remember how the conversation started, but me, him, and Vince were talking about how in the Fight Forever video game, some of the, like, WWE moves have, yeah, like, different names, and it's, like, kind of fucked up.
Yeah, yeah, what is it, like, the F5 is diverticulitis?
Yes, that's exactly what it was, thank you. I couldn't remember the thing he used. So, what would other WWE finishers be named in AEW Fight Forever? Like, this is, like,
okay.
I, like, didn't even really think about this, so this is gonna be
Well, let's start with Superman Punch.
Don't even say it. I think I know where we're going with it, and I hope that would be not what they did. That's fucked up. Allison, that's fucked up.
I mean, I was going to call it a donkey punch, but, you know, whatever. I don't know what you were thinking.
Interesting. And also, like, Orange Cassidy does a Superman punch already, and they call it the Orange Punch, so.
Orange Punch.
Haha. I'm trying to think of people who've, like, come from WWE. And, like, they've been finishers that other people do.
Claudio, with his, spin. I feel like.
His big swing.
The cannoli swing.
Love cannolis. Claudio cannoli. This is a lot harder than I thought, Matt. I'm mad at myself. I didn't think this through.
It's really hard.
It is. Like,
Because not everybody's finisher has, like, a fancy name. Okay, what about the Haluva kick?
Yeah.
Haluva kick.
Thanks, Will.
A hell of a kick.
I always say hell of a kick anyways.
Hell of a kick. Wow.
Matt said the end of days could be the dog chow. Okay, because the dog storyline. I get you.
No, this is hard.
It is very hard. It's like, I just don't know why they had to do Brock Lesnar like that. Like, that's fucked.
That is fucked.
That's like, so that is disrespectful. Like, that shit, like, oh, they told me that, and I was like, no fucking way.
Yeah.
Does Will have any?
Will, do you have any? Let's see. Why are we so bad at, like, being assholes with these move names?
I just can't, I don't know. Matt said bank statement could be stardom special. Okay. I guess they don't technically all have to be bad. It's harder. I don't like
the bad part is like sometimes I don't remember like everybody's finishers.
Some of them do have like weird names. Oh, he said disarm her could be the Irish jig.
The Irish jig.
There you go.
Let's see. Riptide could be the mommy slide.
I mean, I'd let her. Regardless. You could call the swanton the falling off.
Falling
I like
off
that,
the wagon.
I like that he typed it instead of just saying it.
Kayfabe, man. Kayfabe.
We all know. This isn't a secret anymore.
Oh, no.
Especially when his shadow appeared and he talked into the mic 20 minutes ago.
I don't know what you're talking about, that disembodied voice in the room.
You're fucking ghosts, man. It's crazy.
Crazy. Let's see. I'm pulling up. Let's see. Sergeant Slaughter's Cobra Clutch.
Well, he wasn't even really in the military, so...
Deserter's Clutch.
I mean, Dishonor.
Dishonor.
Dishonor on you, dishonor on your cow. I mean,
what about the Rey Mysterio 619? The
it's not the area code.
The area code, just call it the area code.
You could just call it the area code. Well, because, yeah, that's why it's 619, because I'm pretty sure it's the area code from wherever he's from, right?
Yeah, 619.
Because mine would be 412. Shout out.
Shout out. Yeah, it's a
San Diego
area code.
Yes, that's what it is. That's what it is. I'm trying to think of one for Seth Rollins, but I can't think of anything good. I mean, he does the curb stomp. They just call it, like, the broken leg, since he broke his fucking knee.
Yeah. Broken kneecap.
Call Sister Abigail the creative differences.
That's clever.
That's very true.
The RK bro could be,
prison.
No, it could be, Porn Star's Delight.
Something. I was gonna say, whatever the fuck his Porn Star's girlfriend's name is, just name it that. Yeah. What is her name? Anybody know?
Oh, God.
Something weird. Something Porn Star-ish.
Something Porn Stars.
Oh, Matt said the curb stomp could be Osprey 1. Damn.
Osprey 1.
Which
Misha Montana is her name.
That's what the RK bro would be called. Or any of his finishers would just be called that.
Yeah.
I also think he just, you know, shouldn't be a wrestler, but that's just me. I am just trying to think of, like, names of finishers now. Like, Kevin, let's like, Owens has the blue, that's Sammy who has the blue thunderbomb.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, Kevin has the pop-up powerbomb.
Yeah. It could be something like second tier bomb, second place bomb, because he's always second to Sammy now. You know what I mean? Like,
he kind of is. Blue Thunder Bomb could be something about El Generico.
Yeah. The pedigree. That could be.
I mean, people could take it a bad way and do something about his heart, because, you know, he literally almost died.
Yeah, I was thinking more of a, like, you know, something about Vince.
Ooh. I mean, you can call it the son-in-law.
Yes! The son-in-law!
I got one!
We got one.
We got one.
This is really hard.
It's so hard. The stunner could be called the Steiner. Because Kevin Steen. Yes, Matt, I 100% skipped those. Especially the 619 one.
Let's see, Rock Bottom could be called Hollywood.
Could be called XFL Failure, Black Adam Bombs.
Black Adam Bomb! That's it. That's it right there. The Rock Bottom is now the Black Adam Bomb. We're really fucking terrible at this.
Dude, I've never had such a hard time trying to think of things. This might be my hardest question of the week, but that's okay. And Matt just booed me. Thank you. Thanks. Because I wouldn't say his disrespectful time.
That's what we can call it, arcade bro. Disrespectful.
That's what we just call Riddle in general.
Disrespectful.
I just don't get it. I really don't. I'm trying to think of other people's finishers. Is somebody cutting their lawn right now? What is happening? It's 7:30.
It's cooler in the day.
I mean, I literally hear my neighbors cutting their grass right now. Guys, are you okay? I just don't get it. All right, let's try and think of, like, two more. We can do this.
Okay. Two more. Let's do, what are some female finishes? We did Ronda's.
Did we do Ronda's?
Oh, no, I guess we didn't.
That's Becky's. Becky's is the disarmer.
Does Ronda even really have a finisher?
She just has an arm bar.
Lame bar.
Please leave bar. Matt said the RKO could be called Broke Backer. That sucks. That hurts. That hurts my feelings. I'm not even Randy and it hurts my feelings. It's funny.
Yeah.
The Flee the Company bar. There we go.
The company bar.
Good job, Bakley. Well, let's see. What female finishers are there? Charlotte has the figure eight.
So, the figure eight.
For me, yes, exactly.
I love her, but
I know. I don't.
Let's see. Figure eight could be...
I mean, you can call it, like, plastic surgery.
The one-up daddy.
Because like
he did a figure four.
He did do the figure four. He barely can do a figure four.
And she has one-upped his career, I think, at this point.
She did as soon as she walked in the fucking door. Now, I like Matt's. Ronda's finisher should just be called Nunez or Holmes. Fucking facts. Who'd she lose to the fastest? Holly Holmes? Yeah.
Yeah.
Flash in the pan also works. I feel like you could use flash in the pan for a lot of people. Anything Logan Paul does, flash in the pan.
Agree.
Does he even have a finisher?
Isn't it the frog splash?
I thought it was like his loaded right hand, because he has like fucking screws or something in his hand.
I don't know. Does he? Let's see.
Let's say figure it out, because I have no idea. Matt also said the figure eight could be plane ride from hell. No, that would just be the figure four. Figure four.
He calls it a springboard clothesline.
That's his finish? That's terrible. That's awful.
That is awful. So,
I mean, you can just call it, like, controversy.
Yeah.
Because that's all he does.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's, like, with his fucking energy drinks or whatever.
Called Pokemon Go.
I loved Pokemon Go.
I mean, he's obsessed with, like, he wears a fucking Pokemon card around his neck.
He takes it too far. But I will say.
Bakley said call it cocaine.
No, that's for what Will said before.
Oh. China's finisher, the six pack.
And then he said, I'll see myself out. I feel like that's a perfect way to end it, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Allison, for joining
me. You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Of course. I mean, even though I'll see you in, like, an hour, you got to tell the people where they can find you, what you're working on, all that fun stuff.
You can find me Thursdays and Sundays on Rivet City Radio, on Boss Bitch Trivia on Thursdays, and Botch Spots and Chair Shots on Sundays. You can also find me on the Tweeters, Instagram, Threads, and Tiki Talkie at JustAGirl918. We have currently merged with Off the Top Media and Broken Wrestling Pod underneath Rivet City Radio. So yeah, we're doing some good things over there. There's lots of stuff happening. Lots of things.
All the things. Allison will kill
all
it.
All the things.
Every week. Every time they do a show, go support, watch, do all the things that you need to do. And while you're doing all the things you need to do, you can follow me on Twitter at KatieRessin13. The link to your Am About It will take you to all things She Leads Showcase. Twitch.tv/She Leads Showcase, typically Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern, which you are currently watching live. Hi, hello. If you're not watching live, you're watching the recording? That's the word. On YouTube.com/SheLeadsShowcase, where you can find all the other videos of past podcasts, past interviews, Inside the Mind Ofs, Allison's is on there. You can go check it out. We had a great conversation. And I have decided for my birthday, since this was my birthday stream, if anyone's listening this far, you don't have to buy me anything, even though Allison already did, which I gotta thank you. Buy merch from SheLeet. There are quite a few things on there. Go buy something. You can buy a fucking sticker for all I care. But go buy merch, support SheLeet Showcase. We are very small. We are trying our best. We have 200 subscribers, at least. I think it's like 205 on YouTube now. We do have 50 followers on Twitch now. Hoot hoot. Now I just have to figure out how the fuck I become an affiliate, and we can go from there. So thank you to people who followed. I know those were Will's friends who put us over the edge, so thank you very much, Will's friends. Since he tweeted, thank you very much. Yeah, so go do all the things. You will catch me on Creation World basically all weekend. And on Sunday, I'm going to see Oppenheimer and Barbie back to back, baby!
That's awesome.
I have my outfits planned for both. Nice. So pictures will be up on Sunday. Maybe Monday. We'll see.
That's amazing. I can't wait to see.
I'm so excited. But thank you guys again oh so much for watching. We appreciate it. Until next time. Bye-bye.